beautiful Arizona Saturday morning to you all. If you'd like to join the conversation, it's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. That'll get you into studio with Rosie and John J. Harper. I'm out here at the Boyce Thompson Arboretum. It is open to the public. People are walking around. They've got trails all over the place. Bring a folding lawn chair if you'd like. And you just sit and enjoy nature for a little while and some incredible tree climbers. But this isn't the only place and the only event where somebody could see. We were talking about visionaries of a vision of what a little hard work in the desert can do.
Well, an event coming up on March 12th, that's a couple of Saturdays from now, is the Master Gardeners Real Gardens for Real People tour. And it's the Master Gardeners every year sponsor a garden tour of five or six selected gardens. And this year, my wife Kim and I were selected to be on the tour.
Well, hey, whoa.
Yes.
At dinner last night, I did not get the impression from Kim that there was a selection process here.
Well, they came knocking on our door, and we are so happy to host this tour because it's a place where garden enthusiasts can go around and see six of the coolest gardens. And each year, they like I said, they feature different gardens from around town that are owned by master gardeners. And they it gives you a chance to go check out what other people are doing, get some inspiration, get some ideas. And it's not just looking at the gardens of these six different master gardeners, but each of the gardens actually have three or four other master gardener experts who are there to answer your questions regarding rainwater harvesting, regarding vegetable gardening, edible gardening, container gardening, trees and shrubs of various types, and the landscape design. There's we have a chicken expert who's going to be there at our garden because we have chickens. We will have a pruning demonstration. We'll have other experts who'll be talking about how to raise fruit trees in the desert. We have 19 varieties of different types of fruit trees. So this event is Saturday, March 12th. It's from 9 till 4, so you want to bring some comfortable shoes, a notepad, maybe a camera, and make it a day with your family and friends. It's just a great event. It raises money also for the Maricopa County Master Gardener Program. It's our largest fundraiser each year, so it's going to a really good cause. And it's just a great opportunity.
It is a great opportunity, and for a novice coming to the desert, it can be a little intimidating.
How's that? coming to the garden, coming to Arizona for the first time? It is.
Well, I mean, if you're brand new to Arizona and you come to one of these gardens,
yes,
and all you've seen is cactus and ironwoods and creosotes, you see this and you're like, wow, that's...
I know, where do I start?
I know, exactly.
You're right. So many people who are transplants from out of the area wonder, you know, how do you garden in this rough soil? Well, you'll find out. We have a lot about composting. We have, you know, lots of, in fact, there's a composting expert at one of the gardens this year. So, yeah, there's a lot of really, really great opportunities for you to learn and glean from others. Kim and I were able to go and tour the other gardens, too. And we're just so inspired. We just, you know, it's kind of a cross-pollination of ideas. And it's always a great opportunity for people to get out and, like I said, get some inspiration and take some of those things back to your own home.
And if you are new, here's how you can start. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. It'll get you in the studio to talk with John Jay. Let's get to the calls.
It's Rosie back in studio. John J. Harper, Michael Reisch is pushing all the right buttons. My wife, sweet Jennifer, is screening all the calls. We do have one open line at 1-888-767-4348. But let's get to Richard in Tucson, who's been holding the longest. Good morning, Richard. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for calling.
Good morning, Rosie. Hey, I've got a question on mulch. I know you've been talking mulch the last several weekends and all. And a thought occurred to me, you know, cedar is pretty good for keeping the bugs away and everything else. Could I use cedar chip bedding, like I can get at one of the feed mills here, for a mulch on a garden, or would there be any problems with that?
No, we sell a red cedar shredded bark mulch.
Wonderful.
It works great as a mulch. Absolutely.
Great.
And it is a natural insect repellent.
Cedar itself, yes. You know, I don't know how long that would last
in the composting
as it is decomposing, but you do get some of that for a while. It smells really good when you first put it down. So, yeah.
All right. Great. I appreciate that.
All right, Richard. We appreciate the call. Thanks for listening. Michael, take us over to Jan in Queen Creek. We'll welcome Jan into the conversation. Good morning, Jan.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for being patient. We appreciate it.
No problem. We just had our house painted, and our painters decided that they needed more room between our mandarin orange tree and our house to paint it, and they pretty much took off the backside of my tree. Okay. How badly is that going to damage my mandarin? Should I be planting another one to replace it, or will it recover? I know it doesn't like to be trimmed.
Well, there's no way to really probably know until you just kind of wait it out. What I would do is anything that they opened up that now sun may make contact with that didn't used to, because the tree had a full canopy and was shading it, able to shade the major branches and the trunk, you probably ought to get some tree trunk paint and get it painted on there before it gets hot. Now, the one thing you might have going for you, if it's the side that's up against the house, I would suppose the house is still going to shade that part of the tree a little bit, depending on what side.
It does in the mornings, afternoon and late afternoon, it on that west side of the house.
So that's probably at least a plus from that standpoint, is it hopefully will protect it until it's able to regrow some new leaves and help shade. But I would, anything that you can see now, if you couldn't see it before, you know, by just standing there, it was covered by leaves and you couldn't actually see it, your vision couldn't penetrate in there and see limbs and trunks and big branches, I would protect those with some kind of wrap or paint.
There you go. We appreciate the call, Miss Jan. So the painters got a little aggressive. That's a shame. You can generally just throw a big drop cloth over those things and
pull it together and suck it in and stake it off to the side.
Yeah. So, Jan, if you're seriously concerned about it, feel free to take a digital picture of it and send it to info@rosieonthehouse.com. I'll forward it to John Jay, and then we can do a little visual assessment as to whether it's been hit hard enough to seriously contemplate replanting the next one.
And of course, this is the time we should be fertilizing citrus. And one thing we do want to do is make sure that tree gets some new growth and some leaves replaced back out in those areas. So make sure that if you haven't fertilized it yet this spring, you get some citrus food on it.
Very good. Running from Queen Creek up to Prescott Valley, let's welcome Valerie into the conversation. Good morning, Valerie.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. I bet you're having a beautiful morning.
Oh, it's wonderful up here today.
Yes.
I have an evergreen tree in my west-facing front yard, and it has brown spots on different areas of the tree. Some of them are at like the base of the branch as it comes off the trunk. I had an arborist out here a couple of years ago to have them check it, and they said there was nothing wrong with it. And now it looks like it's spreading. It looks like something is sucking it dry, but I can't see anything.
Well, I would hate to speculate without seeing it, but there's a number of very small, nearly microscopic organisms. You know, we have a lot of spider mites or mites that love to attack evergreen plants down here in the lower part of the desert. Now, there's a number of things, and you can't really see them until they get so bad that you can see the webbing or the residues that they leave, that sort of thing. So I would probably take a picture, some samples, and get them into, you know, somebody you're comfortable with, a nursery in your area, and have them take a look at it, because there are
Can you recommend anyone in my area?
Barry, you know, in the Rosie on the House family of certified partners, we have a man by the name of Chris Wellborn. He owns a company called Vicente Landscaping.
I know Chris.
Okay. Call Chris, 928-636-1601. Vicente Landscaping. And have Chris run out or one of his guys run out and take a look at it and see if we're under a stress situation that needs special attention or if we're just dealing with seasonal.
It could even be nutrient deficiencies causing little speckling or discoloration. It could be a lot of things. And so without seeing it would be irresponsible, frankly, of me to just tell you, oh, yeah, try this or do that. So.
Okay, understand. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, Miss Valerie, we appreciate the call. And that clears the lines. We jump through them all. The number is 1-888-767-4348. If you'd like to get a hold of John Jay with a landscape gardening or irrigation question, now would be the perfect time. Jennifer's standing by. All lines are open, and we've got the bank completely cleared.
I do have a couple questions via text. Would you like a couple real quick ones here?
Sure. I'm gonna have to learn how to read the text machine. I haven't learned that yet.
Our friend Ken, who's an Uber driver, wanted to know what you would have to do to take care of a young banana tree.
Well, you know, bananas can be grown here in very protected areas, secluded areas. They're obviously very tropical. They don't like our, you know, we can get pretty cold. And they really don't like hot, dry winds, you know, those really hot, you know, May and June winds that we get that are really dry. You know, it's tough on big old banana leaves and tough on the plants because they like tropical humidity. So you get shredding of leaves. So they need to be in a spot like an atrium or a courtyard or someplace like that where they can get a little bit of protection from the hot, dry winds and, of course, from the real cold that we do get. They like a fair amount of moisture and, you know, light little fertilizations on a regular basis through the spring and summer months. Some type of all-purpose or a vegetable garden fertilizer would be adequate.
Sounds like you'd really have to want one.
It's one of those that, yeah, it's something that you'd have to have a passion for. You know, they do pretty well in containers, you know, on a covered patio or a, you know, patio. There's all kinds of, you know, there's dwarf varieties of bananas. There's, you know, there's all kinds of different bananas that can be planted.
How big would a typical banana tree go if you weren't dwarfed? They get pretty tall, don't they?
Well, you know, they can get, 15, 20 feet.
Yeah. I remember the Tarzan movies.
Exactly.
Bananas.
And those are pretty real.
Speaking of true history,
exactly.
Oh man, I would say let's plant a mesquite tree.
There
and
was
learn,
some
and learn how to eat mesquite. Beans,
I don't know if they're still there or not, but in the you know those some of the older not older but kind of mid-century buildings at ASU that had kind of the big quad.
I attended classes.
Did you go there once?
Yeah, I did once.
How the buildings all kind of made a big square, and there's a big opening in the middle, a big atrium.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a few of those that had some big banana trees growing in them because they were, you know, completely shaded, you know, and protected.
All right. Folks, when we get back, all those lines have lit back up. We're going to check back in with Romy up at Boyce Thompson Arboretum and wrap up in the last segment, the outdoor segment of Rosie on the House. Stay tuned.